Close your eyes, focus on your breath. Breathe in, see where you feel the process of breathing. And same when you breathe out. Does it feel comfortable? Does it feel nourishing? If it doesn't, you can change. If it does, try to keep it going. As for any other thoughts, you can let them go. Just think of the energy flowing throughout the whole body, through all the nerves of the body, nourishing them, opening them up. So the body becomes a much better place to be, and a much stronger place as well. When all the breath energy gets connected in the body, you find you need less and less from outside. When the mind is really still, it can get to the point where it doesn't need to breathe at all. But as long as it needs to breathe, you let it breathe in, breathe out, and think of everything being really connected. Because this is nourishment for the body and for the mind. You can be well fed in terms of physical food, but if your breath energy isn't good, there's something not right. And so think of the breathing as an important food source, to make sure that everything in the body is connected and all the blood gets to flow everywhere. That way the physical food you get will give good results. In the meantime, your mind has a good place to stay, and it's occupied with a good occupation. Because all too often the mind spends its time just frittering away its ability to think this, that, and the other thing. Nothing that really accomplishes much. But here we're using the power of thought to develop good qualities of mind, the qualities we need, that regardless of what the situation is around us. We need mindfulness, we need alertness, we need discernment. So the mind doesn't suffer, it doesn't create suffering for itself. These are the qualities you develop as you stay here with the breath. And mindfulness, keeping it in mind so you remember you don't go away anywhere else. Alertness, watching what's actually going on. Discernment, when you figure out what's working and what's not. And if something's not working, what do you do to improve it? To make sure the energy flow is good everywhere throughout the body. This way you develop not only the food that you need for right now, but you're also developing the qualities to help you find good food in the future. You're strengthening yourself in the same way that when you eat the proper food, okay, that makes you stronger so that you can go out and find more food. If you just eat junk food, it actually weakens you. It makes it harder to find good food. So try to feed the mind with good food here. Develop good qualities as you're doing it. This will be for your well-being now and on into the future.